Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Beautiful day to clean up the mess yesterday's storms left behind. They pummeled the region. A lot of down trees, down power lines. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Roxborough this morning. Tim, I have problems getting out of my neighborhood because there were so many tree branches down blocking roads.
Yeah, in Montgomery County, where I started out this morning, Carol, you'd see trees and limbs all over the place along the side of the roads, in some case blocking off some of the roads. And this is a big trouble spot this morning. Ridge and Monastery Avenues here in Roxborough. This is where a huge tree that's on the front lawn of a property snapped, and this massive limb came crashing down onto Ridge, onto four cars. Three of those cars were parked along the side of the road. And there's this red Jeep, though, that's in the northbound lane. It appears that that person was actually driving when the tree came down last night. We weren't sure at first if the person was okay, but a neighbor came by and said that driver, whoever was in that Jeep, did manage to get out safely. So that was good news. But this is just one example of the damage that we're seeing this morning all around the region. Over in East Oak Lane, a child was hurt by a falling tree. In that particular case, we don't have an exact condition. In Westtown Township in Chester County, there was a house fire that officials say was storm-related, and that could have been electrical because of the down wires. They're also seeing maybe if a lightning strike took place there, so that's being looked at. As for the overall power situation, right now we're looking at about 159,000 PICO customers who are in the dark. One of those customers happened to be Jefferson Abington Hospital, at least not at this moment, but last night there was a partial outage at the hospital. So, of course, that's very worrisome. Fortunately, the power has been restored. So, again, these storms really did pack a punch, Carol, and there's going to be a lot to do here today. PICO crews have their work cut out for them. People with will have to get landscapers and get the tree companies as well to get out to their homes to take care of the limbs and the trees that came down. So a whole lot of work that has to happen today.
Yeah, that is for sure. Those winds were insane. The National Weather Service told us this morning that a lot of the damage, they believe, was caused by straight-line winds.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.